At 9:04, we have 72 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. I'm John Weber, WHYY News. House Republicans narrowly passed Donald Trump's massive spending bill on Thursday afternoon, despite unanimous Democratic opposition and a pair of GOP members voting no. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports U.S. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick was one of two Republicans to break party lines.
President Trump's bill calls for the largest rollback of health care and food assistance programs in U.S. history. More than 300,000 Pennsylvanians could lose Medicaid coverage by 2034. In a press release, GOP Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick says the Senate's amendments to Medicaid and a couple of other provisions prompted him to vote no. Governor Josh Shapiro's administration projects nearly 11,000 residents in Fitzpatrick's district in Bucks County could lose Medicaid coverage. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
In New Jersey's governor's race, Democrat Mikey Sherrill leads Republican Jack Cittarelli by double digits. That according to a new Rutgers Eagleton poll. Sherrill is seen as a more moderate politician and trusted on key issues like health care and education. 51% say they'd vote for Sherrill today, while 31% back Cittarelli. The presence of Donald Trump looms large, with over half of voters calling him a major factor in their choice. Experts say the race will likely tighten as the November election approaches. Sports. The Phils host the Reds this afternoon in a rare Friday afternoon matinee. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Phils. Checking your forecast, looks terrific. Sunny and warm today. Highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear and comfortable. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs in the upper 80s. Then on Sunday, sunshine and 91. Currently, we have 72 degrees and sunshine, 9:06. It's 90.9 WHYY, your NPR member station serving the Delaware Valley.